This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Beyond! What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller from IGN.com, and you're listening to Trophy Horrors on ProvenGamer.com.
Yield, count us down in your top five favorite superheroes.
Yes, they have to be super. I mean, like, with powers, not Batman, not Punisher.
Think here. Superman, Cyborg, Space Ghost, Green Lantern, and Batman. Lego.
I know she mentioned all DC and no Marvel.
Yeah, that sucks alone. And oh, alone, that
I forgot about
Superman.
That. Oh, no, wait. I got to redo that. Okay, screw Superman. And
thank you.
We'll go Wolverine number two, Batman number one, Lego.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. With something mean is supposed to be. Leave, but I told that be so awesome. And I down it be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Didn't move. I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 185. I am your host, Ricky Mick. Alongside with me, it's the man, it's the myth, it's the non-opinion person on movies and TV shows, Donnie.
What up, dope people? Do you Nah, I don't even want to take it.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's harder to do those countdowns when you're put on the spot like that.
That's why I decided to change it up. I was going to give it to Alex this week, but Alex is not here with us this week.
Mr. Sandoz is not here?
He unfortunately ditched us so he could do some work and make some money, so we have to forgive him.
Well,
that's cool. Money.
Money. That's kind of an important thing.
Especially at this time of year. All right. I will be forthcoming. We do not have a lot to talk about this week, and two of these topics I really wanted Alex to be here with, because I think our third one would have got him going again. But we're going to leave it at that. Let's do our updated trophy counts. I am level 26, total trophies of 5,862, and still a plat count of 38. Donnie, what about you?
I am level 26 still, only added a few trophies, 52, 63, and plat is 72 still.
And yield.
Level 19, trophy count of 3,126, and holding steady with a platinum count of 37.
Yeah, I might be getting my 39 soon there, yield, so I might be bridging that gap.
That's not surprising. I figured once I'd get that close, you'd have to hurry up and try to platinum something. Let me guess, Hannah Montana Mobile?
No.
Mobile.
We're going to talk about it in what we're playing. Okay. Speaking of which, what have you been playing, yield?
Not a whole lot with everything I've got going on outside of podcasting. Been playing some... Mostly kind of some iPad stuff. That's what I've had time for. Been playing some Flight Control, Pocket Trains, Simpsons Tapped Out, Unit 13 on the Vita, and I believe I can't for sure because it's been some long weeks. I think I got some Season 2 of The Walking Dead put in. Not a whole lot, though, but a little bit. That's about it.
All right. As Donnie's typing in another topic he wants to talk about. Donnie, what have you been playing?
You can see that.
Yes, I can see it.
I've not been playing too much of anything this whole week, but when I did cut it on, Evil Within, and I got some more on that, which is I have now confirmed with myself that this is nothing but a scary Resident Evil 4. And that's exactly what it is.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, no, that's a good thing. It's good. I guess you can look at it because Resident Evil 4 wasn't bad. It just, after 3, it just stopped being as scary as it should have been. And this is what, as far as scariness, or is that a real word? But anyway, as far as the scare factor, this is what Resident Evil 4 should have been. And it got similar characters in it. Like, you played Resident Evil 4?
No.
Yield?
No, I don't play Resident Evil games.
We got to change your name to,
He's yielding to the internet.
Yeah, 3 second yield. But, yeah, it has to, well, Resident Evil 4 had the big, you know, those little mini bosses that some games throw in where they're not technically bosses, but they are a lot tougher to kill than the average enemy. It's this chainsaw guy in Resident Evil 4, and they threw another chainsaw guy in Evil Within, and, you know, like I said, it's the scary version of Resident Evil 4. Moving on to where have you been playing, Tricky?
I've been playing Clash of Clans. I'm still addicted to this freaking game. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
It's actually a pretty good game. With that being said, I also been playing Lego Batman 3, which is where I think I'm going to get my next plat from.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. It's a good game. It's a Lego game. By far, it's a Lego game. And I know that sounds a little redundant being that I'm playing Lego Batman 3, but it's the typical thing of, you know, get a certain number of bolts, find enough collectibles, find all the red bricks, find all the gold bricks, that kind of stuff. To me, it just seems like there's a lot out there that you can't really, it doesn't really give you a lot of explanation of how to do something, without spoiling anything, I guess it's not a spoiler. You have to go to the planets of the lanterns, all the different lanterns, and Oa, which is the home planet for the Green Lantern Corps. There's a certain part on top of a cliff where you have to unlock something, but there's no clue of where or what to do. And, you know, being that the game just came out, there's no strategy guides online, there's no video showing you. So it's stuff like that gets me a little frustrated in the fact of, you know, what am I supposed to do? And I feel like I'm helpless. I fly around for 20, 30 minutes trying to find something and nothing's standing out.
Well, use your gaming skills.
I about to say, Trigger, you should have mastered these rated E games.
Yield will know this. Once you get to a certain point, you can unlock the mini kit or the red brick detector. You know what I'm talking about, right, Yield?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
The problem with those kits...
There's nowhere where you can...
Right, the arrow points to where it's going to spawn, but it doesn't point to where what you have to do. And that's very frustrating.
Which could be several frames away.
Right, and you have no idea.
I know what you're saying.
Some games usually have like a objective meter or objective thing.
Not in these games. So it's very frustrating. Like the arrow is pointing to the top of the mountain, which I know where it is, but how do I unlock that case? And it just. It's annoying.
Well, you're the world's greatest detective, man. Figure it out.
Yeah. Well, Batman ain't on top of that cliff. It's John Stewart, so. With that being said, let's get into our news. Donnie wants to talk about the problems that are ensuing with the new Assassin's Creed games.
Well, by now, some of you people should have. It's been out for a while.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
You people. You gamers. Well, this news has been out since the release of Assassin's Creed, both of them, Unity and, is it Rogue?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard too much about Rogue. It's all Unity I'm hearing.
Well, I have heard on both that they be having, like, some major, major problems with the game as far as glitching. And I ain't talking about just a minor glitch where you're walking and then... 3 steps later, you just magically appear 5 steps ahead of you. I ain't talking, or you just glitch through a wall. I ain't talking about just that. I'm talking about you're running around, and next thing you know, you're falling to your death because the level has disappeared completely. I'm talking about that type of stuff, and it's happening like on a consistent basis. Like, it's not happening every now and then throughout the game. Like, you glitched out, reset it, and then maybe a half an hour later, it happens again. Like, I've been hearing and reading that it's been happening, like, constantly throughout the game. Like, it's to the point to where you can't actually play it at all. And I, like, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, like, well, this is just the results of, Is it Ubisoft? Yeah, Ubisoft coming out with 8 AAA games in the same year. You know, that's what craziness.
Okay, Donnie, I see you to a point, because your point being that they're rushing the game so quick that they're missing stupid things.
Yep.
But I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is...
Come on,
No,
they don't have time to work on the game. They're coming out with four or five of them this year. Two of them just been released, and look what happened to these two. Now, what can you expect for the next four that's coming out? Three, four.
Okay. Can I state my point now, Donnie?
You may now speak, my son.
Thank you. I would think that in this day and age of how many Assassin's Creed games they've come out with, that they probably have it down to where they can basically copy and paste over certain code that fixes problems. I don't know what's causing the problem. I mean, it's all speculation, but I would think that they already have it down where frame rate issues like this should not be happening, that something unexpected happened and not something that they just simply overlooked.
And you're right, and copy and pasting is wrong too. Like, give us
I didn't say it was right. I just said they've got the formula down. They know how to make these games.
Yeah, you would think they know how to make these games. That's what I'm saying. Like you just said, you would think they know how to get this.
It's got
to
be something unexpected.
Yeah, tell that to what is that army game?
Call of Duty.
No, the other one that this fighting with
Battlefield.
It got to be something unexpected. They fixed it, and the problem is still going on. So
I think they're having server issues, not frame rate issues.
It's still crazy. It's like I wish I could have talked to them because you know these are gaming folks. But I was listening to these people on YouTube, and you know, talking about video games and how to. I still don't understand how Assassin's Creed is wanted the way it's wanted. Like, I don't feel like it should be a AAA anymore because they come out with them every single year. And I do, I guess I'm phrasing that wrong because Madden's AAA. Is Madden AAA?
You don't understand why it's, but you don't understand why there's such a high demand when there's not a lot of innovation in between the series.
It's nothing changing at all. Nothing changing. Only thing that's changing is you might get a new weapon, and after Ezio, you're getting a new protagonist now, and everything stands the same. Nothing's changing. You're not even getting a new environment. But you're doing
the
same.
The story?
The story is not the same, as far as I know. They stopped looking for that little spear now. They're not thinking about the spear now. Because as far as I know, though,
you talk about the apple.
Yeah, the apple. They're not looking for that anymore. Or did they find it? And
it's
then
in California.
I just overlooked it. I mean, like, dude, like, where are you taking this? And can you?
I haven't played Rogue. I haven't played Unity. I am curious to see. Where the story outside of the Animus is going. I mean, does Rogue take place before Unity? Does Unity take place before Rogue? Is it happening at the same time?
I'm not even curious about that anymore. I'm not even curious about, and what's making me so not curious about the story outside the Animus, which is, I would love to be intrigued with that, but I'm not anymore because the gameplay outside of the Animus is the exact same gameplay inside the Animus. And I'm like, and outside the Animus is the year 2015, 23, 30 something. It might even be the year 3000 something. But the gameplay is the exact same way. And for you to be in modern day age or even past us with future type weapons, for you to still play the same way, assassinate people the same way, fight people the exact same way. It's like, come on. Can you please stop it with the Assassin's Creed series? Just stop it.
So are you playing Unity or are you playing Rogue?
I haven't played any of them, and I'm not looking. Oh. I'm not looking.
No, so you're not experiencing these problems yourself. You just about the news of it.
Yeah, I'm talking about the news of it. And I wouldn't want to experience it because I'm now, from what I'm stuff that I'm reading and hearing about, like, I'll be afraid to even put that game in my system because I'll be afraid of my system getting jacked up.
I will tell you that after Black Friday, I'm planning to pick them both up. So, but I'm waiting for them to be discounted because I'm not, one, I'm taking the Donnie approach and I'm not rushing into buying a game right off the line because obviously they're having problems, but also so it would be cheaper.
Well, Godspeed.
All right, let's get into I'm going to skip the first topic. We're going to go to the next topic real quick. Apparently, Walmart has been scammed out of some PlayStation 4s at full price. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Yes. And I am so mad. I never hear about this stuff while it's going on. Like, I hear it after they didn't fix the problem. Dang it.
I know. Okay. I know, right? I mean, this is the people who did it, bravo. But, yeah, why didn't you tell me about it before it got fixed? Because I would have bought one already.
Man. All right. Basically, what happened is Walmart has a price match guarantee, as you guys know, that if you bring in a competitor's ad stating that they can get that they're selling a product, the exact same product that they sell for a cheaper price, Walmart will price match it. So, with that being said, what some people did was go on to Amazon, which you can sell your own stuff on, and make a bunch of fake posts selling PlayStation 4s for $90.
Bravo.
People would take a screenshot of this, walk into Walmart, show the Walmart clerk would verify that it's listed on Amazon at the same price, and were able to pick up a PlayStation 4 brand new for $90. But this didn't also happen with the PlayStation 4. This also happened with the Wii U. Some people were able to pick up a Wii U for $60.
Too much.
Donnie.
Too much for a Wii U.
Yes, it is.
With all that being said, Walmart has reacted as you expected. And they have changed their policies to not include third-party sites, including Amazon, and auction sites such as eBay, because that's where people were posting all these up there.
I thought they changed it. Well, I heard another story where they changed it to where Amazon themselves, not some people on Amazon selling, but Amazon themselves had to be selling this for the price match to be...
Well, okay, well, the update to... The story is, John Forrest Ellis, who is a representative, a company spokesman for Walmart, said, and I quote, "We launched price online matching because it's the right thing for our customers, making it a meaningful difference for people who want to feel confident they're getting the best price. We're committed to matching online prices going forward. At the same time, we cannot tolerate fraud or attempts to trick our cashiers. This kind of activity is unfair to the millions of customers who count on us every day for honest value. With this in mind, we've updated our policy to clarify that we will match prices from Walmart.com and 30 major online retailers, but we won't honor prices from marketplace vendors, third-party sellers, auction sites, or sites requiring memberships."
Well, I got something for you, John. Stop hiring idiot employee cashiers. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
cashiers. Cause, no, I'm just saying that to
be honest. Donnie, I understand. No, I understand where you're going with that, but this is not the cashier's fault.
Well, I was just joking about that, but at the same time, these freaking cashiers are lazy. They don't want to help out the person. They figure like, well, since you in line, you're ready to go, and yet, yeah, I'm in line, but I also have a question. You are an employee here. I would like for you to answer me, or can you put me in a direction where I can get the answer for my question? And they just as douchey as freaking bus drivers here in Michigan, Detroit.
All right, Yield, you want to put any comments to this story?
No, I mean... It's kind of hokey, you know. I mean, you're ripping off. You're in essence ripping somebody off. But in the same token, you found a loophole in the system, so bravo to those who have done it, but that's about it. I mean,
loophole yeah. always made things right, huh?
Well, okay, but see, this is the thing, and I'm going to say this. I don't agree with the first guy that made the list and used it to get a PlayStation 4 for $90, but I don't blame anybody else. I can't blame anybody else because if they legitimately went on to Amazon and saw that and didn't and knew nothing of what was actually the story behind it and they took advantage of it, I don't see a problem with it whatsoever.
Well, yeah, I don't see a problem with them taking this off and price matching it at Walmart because that's Walmart's policy. But yeah, I don't see a problem with it because I wouldn't even say it's a loophole. I just say they follow the policy rules for price matching and they did it. I don't say it's a loophole thing or anything. Well, I say the first person who did it, whoever set this up, set it up as a loophole type thing for them. But people afterwards, I'm with you, they follow policy to the price matching thing and they got it. Now, whether they question it, like, dang, are y'all sure y'all doing this? That'd have been a stupid role on their end if they would have did that when they got into the store. But I still feel, yeah, there's no loophole in this. They did exactly what they're supposed to have did for the price match.
Yep. All right. Let's move on to our next topic.
John.
Apparently, GameStop is really pissed off at Sony and Microsoft. And we kind of saw this one coming a mile away. Now that Sony and Microsoft are both giving away free games on a monthly basis, this has cut into GameStop's sales, obviously.
Obviously.
During an investment call, a GameStop representative claimed that 100 million worth of games have been digitally delivered in free in hardware bundles. Also, with $2 billion in revenue being lost due to the fact of Sony and Microsoft giving away free games on their systems. I don't feel bad for GameStop in this aspect because I've never really been a fan of GameStop. But the reason I'm bringing this topic up is because I want to know, was it really smart of Microsoft and Sony, in your opinion, to start giving away free games, knowing that they kind of need GameStop to sell their merchandise?
Well, no, not entirely, because you've got the Walmarts and the Targets and the Myers and whatever stores you got to sell. They're going to get sold. GameStop is, they're losing a piece of their pie, but also in the same way, everybody knows that you don't get fair market value for your trade-ins. That you trade a game in and GameStop will give you $20, knowing darn well they're going to turn around and double the price of it and sell it for $40. I mean, I understand they got to make some money as well, but you don't get fair market value.
Okay, well, we're talking about GameStop in this aspect because that's the people who are bringing this to light. But substitute GameStop out for Best Buy or Amazon or anything like that. They got to be suffering the same kind of losses.
Well, I'm going to just say, since we're just talking about GameStop and not the mother one, retailers, is that I'm kind of with Yield. This is like a taste of their own medicine. You know, yes, you trade in a game, get $5 for it, and they sell it for $40. And it's kind of a taste of their own medicine. And no, I don't feel like if GameStop was to go out of business, that would stop Sony sales because, like you mentioned, the other retailers. GameStop is just one of those stores that, hey, you got a store for primarily this, primarily games. You got a store for this primarily lingerie, Victoria's Secret. You got a store that's primarily, you know, this candy. You know, you just got those individual stores that's primarily about this, and GameStop just happened to be that store for just game-related stuff. So I wouldn't say they need GameStop to sell their merchandise. I just say GameStop getting a little taste of their own medicine.
Okay. Yo, do you want to add anything else?
No.
Okay. Now, this is the topic that I wanted Alex here for. The headline is, Nintendo thinks rival consoles and the AAA market are, quote, boring.
Reggie, what did you have to do about this?
Now, Nintendo's one and only Miyamoto has some harsh words for his rivals over at Sony and Microsoft and all the third-party developers who flock to support them. You're boring. He said in an interview, what the other companies are doing makes business sense, but it's boring. He went on to say, when you play a game, one moment you're just controlling it, and then suddenly you feel like you're in its world. And that is something you cannot experience through film or literature. It's a completely unique experience. These younger game creators, they want to be recognized. They want to tell stories that will touch people's hearts. And while I understand that desire, while I understand that desire, the trend worries me. It should be the experience that is touching. What I strive for is to make the person playing the game the director. All I want to do is help them feel that by playing, they're creating something that only they could create.
So make little Big Planet games.
And no, that's not creating anything unique at all. That's just you being, like I mentioned before, you being lazy. Where I'm just going off the aspect of what you just said about the whole Little Big Planet stuff. Those games to me is just you being freakishly lazy on creating your own game. Yeah, you put the mechanics into the game to where you can make your own game. But dude, I don't want to pay for that. I want to pay for a game I can play, not make and play. It's not freaking build a game. Hey, and for you to say that these games are boring, man, freaking Mario is boring as heck now, man. Freaking Zelda is boring as heck now, man. Freaking Metroid, yes, I'm saying it because the fact that y'all are just rehatching the same freaking storyline. I don't think the storyline changed in Mario yet, to date. Now, he went from, I'm going to assume, Earth saving the princess to freaking Sunshine saving the princess. Now he's traveling the freaking galaxies saving the princess. He's back on Earth again, saving the princess. I'm like, dude, give us a freaking story that we can, a new story. He's still a douchebag to his brother. He's still a douchebag to the princess. He's still a
douchebag to Luigi.
He's still a douchebag.
Luigi, you're a douchebag. Like,
no, not Luigi, no. Mario's no, a freaking douchebag douche to everybody else.
Oh, seriously, Luigi saying to Mario, you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Give us some new story, man.
Do you know if that was actually done in a Nintendo game? Nintendo skyrocketed in popularity. Luigi just turned around and said, Mario, you're a douchebag.
Exactly. I mean, if they would just throw some stuff in there that's new, Nintendo will be back on the market instead of trying to... This is like Nintendo... Look at us as trying to be like... We're the popular crowd, and Nintendo is the people who's trying to get in the popular crowd. So they saying this and that about the popular. Oh, well, they're not so popular. They're not so big and bad. Who says that God of War is the coolest game? You know, that's just Nintendo doing that now. You know, Nintendo, step the game up.
Now he's trying to be like the Vita boy.
Step the game up, Nintendo.
Man. You want to say anything about this?
No, Donnie's kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, they're grasping at straws to make themselves still seem relevant. So we'll poke fun at the other competition to try to make us look better. And I just don't think people are going to buy it.
Nintendo, you're funny to me now.
All right. Before we move on to the next topic, I just remembered Homer did leave some comments on Facebook when I talked about this topic. I did tell him that I was going to put his comments into the show, so I'll make sure I did that before we move on. He said on Facebook, and I quote, I agree, and to be honest speaking, from someone who's still playing previous gen consoles, well, except Xbox, screw you, Microsoft. There's nothing on the current gen to entice me to spend my hard-earned money to make that leap forward. And to the commenters at the bottom of the article who are criticizing Miyamoto's stance on story over graphics, as my phone just turned off, that are Miyamoto's stance on story over graphics and frame rates need to be kicked right in their gaming nuts because you illegitimate waste of a gamer, will be nothing more than a poser. So put down your keyboard and go back to Call of Duty, you freaking losers.
What the heck, Duff? You need to get duffed. I don't even know how to say this. I don't even know how to go into that. That is no. Moto is a no-no.
Okay, Yield, I'm going to give you a chance to defend your brother if you want to, or leave him hanging here.
Disown him now.
I think what he's saying, he's just agreeing to the fact that there isn't anything, you know, like you said, there's nothing out there to make you want to jump.
No, he's saying that there's not, that Miyamoto is right, that the game experience should be the most important thing, and that the Hollywood style stories that we're getting in games now is basically not worth buying a new, playing new games for.
And the only game that's like that is Call of Duty. That's the only Hollywood action and stuff you're getting right now. We're getting gnarly stories, right? Murder Two Souls, a good story.
Murder Two Souls?
I said it again.
And it's beyond
Murder Soul Suspect.
Murder Suspect.
Yeah, well, also, another game suspect. With a good story. And it's not, and as far as Hollywoodish, if you want to say Hollywood style, I guess you could say cliche as cliche can be in a game. Otherwise, we're getting good stories in these games. And yes, we're getting good game experiences in these games, minus that Call of Duty bullcrap. Minus that, those multiplayer only types of game bullcrap. We're not getting a good game experience from Nintendo at all. So he can shove that because we're not. We're not getting any good story. We're not even getting any fresh stories. We're getting the same stories told by, we're not getting any fresh stories. We're getting a bunch of ripoffs, Hyrule Royal, Warriors, Dynasty Warriors, ripoff. There's no story being told there, and that's straight up Hollywood action right there. That's all you get is Hollywood. So, Homer, I think you're wrong on that, buddy.
You're killing me. You're really killing me.
Let's move on to our last topic. It has been worth noting that the VGAs, what we know as the VGAs, is probably dead and buried right now because there has been no announcement. But Jeff Keighley, through his own pocket and funds, has come up with a new system for giving away awards to video games. It is simply called the Game Awards now.
Good.
This will not be televised. This will be live streamed on the PlayStation Network, on Xbox Live, and on the internet and other various sources. If you're interested in checking out where you can find out all of this and finding out watching the show, please go to www.thegameawards.com.
I say that's kind of sad.
The VGAs were a joke. They were a great concept, but a joke. All right, so it's no big deal that it's not on Spike TV. Not that I ever watched it, but from the reactions that I heard, the gamers around the world thought it was just a great big joke. The only good thing about it was that they would show some trailers that weren't yet seen, or they would maybe announce a game, you know, a game there. Everybody else, it was just a joke. The awards that you wanted to see, they didn't show, or they rushed along and hurried somebody out the door.
Well, okay.
I'm off my soapbox.
I'm agree with you, and I'm going to say that these awards also are going to be a joke. I think all the video games award shows is going to be a joke because I doubt if we ever get what we really want when it comes to these award shows. But as far as it being on,
the only true way I think you might be able to do it, not to interrupt you, Donnie, would be to take a mixture of like a jury voting and a fan voting and combine that together. That way you get peers.
Do 50-50?
Yeah, peers who are in the game industry who would vote who they thought from other developers. I mean, even if they voted for their own game if they thought it was better. You know, we from the industry, we voted this.
I think
the fans, I don't know if I'd do 50-50 because the fans would multiple, you know, you could multiple vote for the same thing with a computer program, I'm sure. So it had to be a less percentage for the fans, but even let them put their input into it.
I think it should be 100% the fans.
No, you can't do that.
Because then it would always be Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Okay, yeah, true that. Yeah, that's what I just said.
You can't do fan. I mean, you can't do 100% fans because, like we said, gamers are dumb. You've got your passion. You've got your passionate people who will vote fairly.
True that.
And, you know, I'm not saying that all gamers, but you've got the vast majority of the gamers who have no idea. They have blinders on, and this is the coolest game ever. Even though there is something way better out there, they think that this is the best ever. They can't go, I like this game and this is the best ever, but honestly, really, that game's better.
And you're gonna have the problem with the fan votes is also not that I agree that gamers can be stupid and very biased, but then you're also gonna have the uninformed fan who's voting. You know, just hypothetical, you're going to have that 13-year-old gamer who doesn't know sites like Proven Gamer exists, doesn't know IGN exists, doesn't know how to go back and read all the stories behind things, that own an Xbox One and believe that Halo is the greatest game of all time, but yet they would never experience games like Uncharted, The Last of Us, and Tomb Raider and stuff like that, where they don't know, you know, oh my God, this is, you know, amazing. They only know what they know, so they're going to go on. They're going to look at, you know, just hypothetical. Here we go. I don't want to start the discussion, but this is just an example. Like, right now, the fans are voting for their most anticipated game of 2015. That 13-year-old kid is not going to know anything about these games. And the top five games right now, in no particular order, are Uncharted, Evolve, The Witcher 3, Bloodborne, and Arkham Knight.
Yeah, you're right. And I feel like if you can't buy your own games, you can't vote anyway. Period.
Well, that's the problem with the internet. I mean, it's very simple to hit that button and say, yeah, I'm over 18.
Yeah, you're
12, 13 years old.
Of course. But I'm with y'all on that. I take back what I said about the whole 100% thing. But as far as just being not on TV anymore, I kind of feel like this kind of wish we always get the degrading rap sheet is like degrading it even more. Like, video games is not nothing to be taken accomplishable as far as developers and all that stuff, because they put in just as much hard work as these directors in movies, these actors in movies, editors in movies and TV shows, and et cetera, et cetera. Video games put in, if not the same amount, more work than they did, and I feel like this should be televised just as much as the Emmys.
You want them to get just as much recognition as everybody else.
Yeah, I feel about them not just being streamed. I mean, just being streamed and not streamed and televised. I think it's, you know, us in the video game world is being degraded again.
What you're going to need, in my humble opinion, is you're going to need either just a developer or a group of developers or a website, let's say IGN or, you know, a really big website, and they're going to have to do it, put something together for TV. Because if you let Hollywood or a TV get their hands on it, you're going to have like what the VGAs turned out. You're going to get them inviting celebrities to sit in the front row. They have no clue what they're there for. And they're just there for a pretty face.
And yeah, they're being called for is to basically gain attention to the site. Hey, look, you got George Clooney showing up to the VGAs. Meanwhile, George Clooney doesn't know a fucking thing about a video game.
You know, the one time I watched the VGAs, the little bit of the VGAs, I remember they had Nathan Fillion up there. And I'm like, you know, and I was just kind of getting in, you know, watching Castle and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, Nathan Fillion, he's a funny guy, and I do believe he's a big video game guy. So this is cool. You got a Hollywood celebrity who plays video games, so you're not just getting some pretty face up there. The guy knows what he's talking about. So he's up there, and he's doing his thing, and all of a sudden, they start playing the music to cut him out to go to commercial because he's going on too long. And I'm like, really? The fans want this guy, and you just pushed him out the door.
Well, you got to keep the show moving, but at the same time, I hear y'all on that. But we could just really, come on, reality, just cut out the fact that the VGAs or any Game Award is going to be what it's supposed to be anyway. It's just like the freaking presidential election. Votes don't count.
I don't care so much that it's not televised anymore, because most of the things that we care about as
gamers,
video game players, it's not on TV. You know, when we watch E3, we watch it online. We watch TGS, it's online.
But that just happened, though. They just stopped putting it on, on TV. They just stopped
that. Well, it was covered. I know Spike covered a couple of the press conferences from E3 this year.
But
G4 doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, which that was a gimmick anyway from the get-go.
But, I don't care, because, I mean, it'd be nice to have it on TV, but I don't have a problem with it not being on TV.
And neither do I. And to Donnie can finish this. I'm not trying to say you can't finish your statement. But these fan choice things right here, is kind of a joke.
There's only one thing I'm going to talk about with the fan choice.
Most anticipated game.
Yeah.
The only thing worth talking about. The rest of them, really, that's just capitalizing what's going on with the industry right now with Twitch and YouTube, and I ain't getting started on that. So, Donnie, you can finish your thought.
All right, yeah, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to segue into you, Tricky. But it's not a big thing for me to have it not on TV. Also, internet is cool, but a lot of people, once again, don't have the net, and as far as multi gamers, they can't play, so they don't have the net to even watch. But yeah, going off again, segueing into the voters thing here, these polls things is a joke too, because somebody had to vote to get these polls up here too, and that's some bull crap too. But yeah, speaking of the polls.
All right. Now, I know you guys have looked at this already, and I was kind of hoping you guys hadn't, because I wanted to ask you objectively, what was your most anticipated game?
None of these.
Okay, well, really? Donnie, what's your most anticipated game?
My most anticipated game? No, I am anticipating three of these, two of these. No, but my most anticipated
What's your game, most anticipated
my
game?
My most anticipated game is Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
It beats me even on the Metal Gear 5. It got that beat.
All right.
No, I can totally understand that.
Yield, your most anticipated game?
Uncharted 4.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the five most anticipated games. I didn't do it in a particular order because I kind of wanted to save it for this. Now, I want to be clear on this. Right now, this is 5-1 in current votes, because this is all based on real time as the fan votes are going on. Number 5 is Bloodborne. Number 4 is Evolve. Number 3 is Uncharted 4. Number 2 is The Witcher 3. And number 1 is Arkham Knight.
Which I'm not opposed to Arkham Knight being number 1. I can understand.
Yeah, I can understand.
But I am opposed. But I am opposed to Uncharted 4 being number 3.
And I can understand that too.
I figured that'd be 2.
And I say that only because I just voted for my most anticipated game. And I saw the percentages. And the percentages are way past what I thought they would be.
I just voted for Uncharted 4 out of the list, even though, like I mentioned before, it was Kingdom Hearts 3. But out of the list, Uncharted 4.
All right, hold on. I'm going to vote again because the numbers just went away.
This is why you can't do the fan vote, because you vote multiple times.
Well, no, you can't vote multiple times. I was going to vote through, because you can vote either through tweeting or.
I got it, Tricky.
All right, so 15, give me the percentage of Bloodborne.
Bloodborne, oh, wait, I guess it's too small, so they're not bringing it up. But right, it has to be. Oh, shoot, man. You done made it go away on mine now.
I didn't make it go away on yours.
Dang it, you Tricky. Well, anyway, they only showed up for 3, and Uncharted 4 was 15%, and I forget The Witcher's but Batman was 45%.
Right. I would feel that Batman and Uncharted 4 would be neck to neck.
That's what I would think.
Now, disclosure, Uncharted 4 is an exclusive game. Witcher, Arkham Knight, Evolve, they're all multi-console. Bloodborne and Uncharted are the only exclusive games on here.
That shouldn't count.
I think The Witcher 3 going to PlayStation 4?
I believe Witcher is multi-console too also, but
I know it's PC and Xbox. I don't know if it's coming to the PlayStation though.
Whether it is or not, exclusive or not, that shouldn't play a part. If that's the game you're waiting for, that's the game you're waiting for.
No. I'm just talking, it is coming to the PlayStation 4. I'm just talking in the fact that a multi console game could garner more votes because you're gonna have Xbox people and PlayStation people voting, where only PlayStation people are gonna be voting for Uncharted 4. You're not gonna have Xbox people voting for Uncharted 4.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Yes. I take that back. I didn't even look at it at that aspect. You're right. That will play a major part. That's what you call a loophole.
All right. Now these are all being voted on by the jury. I think I could actually look up who's on the jury. Yes, I can. So actually, before we do that, I will mention some people here from the jury that are notable.
Have Dragon Age Inquisition come out yet?
Inquisition, yes, it's out.
Oh, my bad. I said Inquisition, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I gotta tell you, there is Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb, Tal Bevins from IGN, Dale North from Destructoid, Ludwig Seitzman from Joystick. I'm sorry if I butchered anybody's name here. But those are all the people that I know. There's some people from the Associated Press, Game Informer, Game Trailers, Killscreen, Polygon, USA Today, Yahoo, US Gamer, PC Gamer, Kotaku, Destructoid, Entertainment Weekly, GameSpot, Joystick, LA Times, Penny Arcade. There's 28 people from various sources that are voting on these games.
And you know what? I want to make a big statement here because I'm going to go off something else that'll never be fair. But
okay, hold on. Before you do that, there is also an advisory board. There is Eric Hirschman, who's the CEO from Activision, Peter Moore, who's the COO from Electronic Arts, Hideo Kojima from Kojima Productions, Phil Spencer, head of Microsoft, Reggie Fils-Aimé, head of Nintendo, Sean Layden from CEO of PlayStation, Rockstar and Valve, it just says no particular person from them, Yves Guillemot, who is the CEO and co-founder of Ubisoft, and Martin Tremblay, who is the president of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. They are the advisory board. Now, I don't know if they're actually voting, but they are listed as the advisory board. And also, Jeff Keighley. So.
All right, so are we going to give our pick on some of these?
I'm going to do our picks on some of these. I'm going to just pick random ones. Best line.
Hold on, I want to make a statement here.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
Of course, talking about this whole voting thing, something that'll never be fair, and I also think this might spark like a mini conversation, is that the Game of the Year awards to me would never ever be fair, because what I see, and also I just happen to take a glance in the best online experience also, I just took a look at that category, and what I see and what I notice all the time is whatever game is the newest or the most recent will always be like the top runner ups. And to me, And I was going to say, yes, if I would play, if God of War 4, I'm just throwing it out there, was to come out next Tuesday and I play it And I would say, oh, you know what? Out of all the games I'd have played, this is my favorite out of the year. This beat all the games out of the year. I still wouldn't count it as the game of the year because how late in the year it came out. But in my opinion, this beat all the games I didn't play throughout the year, but I still wouldn't count it. Now, this best online experience, Call of Duty should never ever be on this mud. Destiny is on here. These are all games that just came out like recently. Titanfall
came out in March, though.
A lot of them are broke.
Okay, but Destiny. This was the most anticipated game of the year, and then when it came out, it disappointed nearly everybody. But yet, it's still the best game multiplayer experience.
To Donnie's point, the site does have a disclaimer that says games must have been commercially released by Tuesday, November 25th to be eligible for awards.
As of
this recording right now, that is still 2 days away.
Bullcrap.
So as of this recording, your game doesn't even have to be on the market right now. It has to come out this Tuesday for you to be eligible. But best online experience, I mean, just because Donnie mentioned it, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Dark Souls 2, Destiny, Hearthstone, and Titanfall.
I'll just go Titanfall.
I personally gonna think it's going to be Destiny, but we'll see.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just came out and it disappointed nearly everybody, but yeah, I bet you it'll win.
It was a Destiny to disappoint.
Yeah. But I would say I haven't played any of these, but I've seen some gameplay of these, and I would give it to Titanfall just because it been out longer than all of them, and it should have it. You had the chance to experience the ins and outs of it to even say this could be a runner up.
All right. There is a topic in here called Games for Change, which just by looking at the nominees, I'm going to assume this has got to mean games that you could probably get for under $20.
I agree. From the list that I'm looking at, I've never played Valiant Hearts The Great War, although it sounded really good.
That shouldn't be here. I'm sorry.
But
oh, did you play it, Donnie?
No, not the game he played. Left Behind, Last of Us, Left Behind shouldn't be here. It's a freaking DLC,
You're kind of right, because it's not a game, it's not a standalone game. It's a part of the original game. If it was something aside from the story, I would say yes. But it, for my opinion, then it would be, I would vote Left Behind because that's what I've played.
Right, how that's the same thing to me.
How about DLC category, which is not one up here on here?
But that Valiant Hearts Great War, the art concept and the gameplay sounded intriguing to me. I just haven't picked it up.
All right. another topic on here is best fighting game. Of course, Killer Instinct Season 2 is on here. Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. Not surprising, Super Smash Bros. 3DS and Super Smash Bros. Wii U are both listed.
See, I don't know how you can do that because it's the same game.
And Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I thought Persona was like a storytelling game. Like a role-playing storytelling game.
The Persona games and are role-playing. The arena games are a fighting game.
This does not count, man. I am so mad. This is the same as that game. Yeah, Smash Brothers 3DS is Smash Brothers Wii U, which is the same thing. Come on.
I hate fighting games, but I'm voting for Super Smash Brothers.
No.
The Wii U version is going to win by far.
I wouldn't vote this because y'all, Nintendo is trying to cheat their way, trying to find a loophole because it's titled Smash Brothers 3DS. So making it Wii U makes it a totally different game.
Donnie, you're saying the obvious here. Best action adventure, Alien Isolation, Assassin's Creed Unity, Bayonetta 2, Shadow of Mordor, and Sunset Overdrive.
Bayonetta. Bayonetta.
Shadows of Modar. Are the Sunset Overdrive just from seeing it, you know, since I can't play it, just from what it looks like, I bet that would be pretty fun to play, but I'm going to say Shadow of Modar.
I'm going to agree with you.
I don't even care. Bayonetta. Even though it just came out 2 days ago.
it's only on the Wii U.
I didn't even know Bayonetta 2 was out yet.
Yeah, I think it just came out. Yeah, like,
I believe it is.
Now, this is the topic that
Sunset Overdrive just came out last week. I'm sorry.
This is the topic which is gonna make Donnie's heart warm and fuzzy. Best remaster.
Oh, jeez.
Why is that a category, period? You don't have best DLC. There's no best DLC, but yet there's a best remaster.
Okay, the nominees for best remaster is Grand Theft Auto V, Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, The Last of Us Remastered, The Master Chief Collection, and Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
I want to give it to Pokemon just because
there ain't no way in hell any other game is going to be like Grand Theft Auto V.
I don't even want Grand Theft Auto to get a vote, period, because of the freaking heist that has been promised to it since launch date of the original game. You're freaking being lied to since the game came out. Pokemon.
You were going
to
say something?
I'm voting the Master Chief Collection.
Pokemon all the
way. There ain't no way in hell.
Pokemon all the way.
There ain't no way. I'd like to see The Last of Us win, but Grand Theft Auto is going to win.
And when did Last of Us come out? 2013?
Last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the remaster came out in June of this year.
Okay, well, anyway, that game is so good, and no game has made a nice impression on me this year, so I'll give it to Last of Us. This year also.
Yeah, but for the game
of the year.
The next topic. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you need to do best performance.
That's the exact topic we're going to go on to.
Okay, good.
Best performance. Adam Harrington as Bixby Wolf in The Wolf Among Us. Kevin Spacey as Jonathan Irons in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Melissa Hutchins as Clementine in The Walking Dead Season 2. Trey Parker as various voices in South Park, The Stick of Truth.
That's true.
And Troy Baker as Talion in Middle Earth Shadow of...
Okay, well, I haven't played The Wolf Among Us yet, so I don't know how good Adam Harrington is. Okay. Kevin Spacey will get a lot of votes just because he's Kevin Spacey.
Absolutely.
Melissa Hutchinson, more than likely you would think would be the sure choice for a winner because of the hype that The Walking Dead gets, and it is a really good story. Haven't played The Stick of Truth, so I don't know Troy Parker. I'm assuming he must do a lot of the voice from the characters in the cartoon.
Trey Parker.
So I would... Trey Parker. I wanted to play that game, so I'm sure it's really funny. But Troy Baker is going to throw the monkey wrench in it because of what he's done with The Last of Us and Batman, because, you know, he was a Joker in Arkham Origins.
And he's Batman in Lego Batman 3.
He's Lego in the last two Lego Batman games. So there is a huge Troy Baker following. So I'm going to say that it's probably going to be between Troy Baker and Melissa Hutchinson. The only game that I've played out of this is really The Walking Dead, so I would vote Melissa Hutchinson. There, I just broke it down for you. Sorry to ruin it for everybody.
No. That's exactly what this is for. Best narrative. You have South Park, Stick of Truth, The Walking Dead Season 2, The Wolf Among Us, Valiant Hearts, The Great War, and Wolfenstein, The New Order.
If Morgan Freeman didn't do any of these, I don't care.
All right, best independent game. Broken Age Act 1, Monument Valley, Shovel Knight, Transistor, and The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Never heard of any of those other than Shovel Knight.
Never heard of
it. And all I've heard is Transistor. I take that back.
That just came out, didn't it?
I believe so. All right, and for the big
club games.
The big award of the year. Game of the year.
I already spoke on it. We don't need to. That's some bull.
Bayonetta 2, Dark Souls 2, Dragon Age Inquisition, Hearthstone, and Shadow of Mordor.
Which one came?
Never played any of them, but I'll vote for Shadow of Mordor because of Troy Baker and Nolan North.
Which one came first? Dark Souls or Mordor?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 1 came before Dark Souls 2.
No,
well, I'm talking on here. Dark Souls 2 or Shadow
Dark
of Mordor?
Dark Souls 2 came out to the public before Shadow of Mordor.
Well, I thought so. I'm going with Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Just so I can get that Nintendo crab babies to shut up.
I don't have a vote here because I didn't play any of these.
Well,
yeah, see, neither have I.
You know what? They need to bring Bayonetta onto the station. Or, yeah, just the station. For real.
Well, talk to your boy Reggie.
Man, they doing Bayonetta such a disservice for putting it just on a Nintendo. And I don't know why Platinum Games thought they were going to make money off that by just being on Nintendo.
They didn't think they were going to make money off of it. Nintendo probably paid them a shitload of money. He said, okay, listen.
See, Platinum Games should develop only for Sony because we have Platinum.
No, but well, I'm just saying, though, they should have just said, I know they did, you know, the Microsoft Xbox move, the punk move by paying them X amount of money to just service us. But I would have just say, you know what, shove that up your butt. I can make more than that creating for Station or Xbox. Or even created for Station Boss, S-Boss, and you, I can make more than what you're giving me because it's going to sell on those systems. Bayonetta is, it's Devil May Cry, a female Devil May Cry, but it's a good action game. It's a good game. And I want to play Bayonetta 2 so bad, but I am not stooping to the
you. I gotta bring up, I'm surprised that Infamous didn't get a nod anywhere. Because normally they would get a nod.
That's true. Second Son didn't get a nod.
In any category. Now.
But Infamous. Infamous is like.
They didn't get a nod for First Light in Games for Change. I mean, but Left Behind got it, and that was a standalone game. That wasn't a DLC.
To me, in the same category of how I feel about Assassin's Creed, leave it alone.
All right. Now, this has always bugged me every year when we talk about video game awards or the game awards. Developer of the Year. Your nominees are Blizzard, Monolith, Nintendo, Telltale, and Ubisoft Montreal.
Well, it's Nintendo out right now just because how they've been treating.
Well,
how they acting right now.
Before we even talk about that, this is what's always bugged me. How do you have 5 developers who are not the same 5 developers for Game of the Year?
Are they? I don't even want to say AAA.
Where's Naughty Dog?
Yeah, I was going to say Nintendo.
Well, Naughty Dog technically didn't come out with a game this year.
True that.
Yeah, they did. They came out with the remastered version of...
No. They didn't come out with a game this year. They came out with a remastered this year.
All right, that's true fine. If that's how it is, then I can understand that. Ubisoft will get a lot of votes because of the Assassin's Creed crowd, but I would say no to them.
Hey, hold on. I just want to go back. You said they didn't come out with a game this year, so it's Nintendo out too.
Well, they came out with Super Smash Bros.
Well, no, I don't want to count that. I don't want to count none of the Mario stuff. I don't want to count none of this because they're all the same thing.
They did come up with Bayonetta. They didn't come out with it. Platinum Games did. Nintendo just released it.
This is developer, not publisher.
Oh, my bad. My bad. You're right.
So Nintendo would be Smash Brothers. What has Monolith and Blizzard done this year? Help me out here.
Blizzard has done Hearthstone, and they also came out with the expansion for World of Warcraft. I'm looking up Monolith right now.
Okay, I can understand
just
Blizzard.
Just stop worrying about the other ones. Telltale.
Well, yeah, it'll probably be Telltale because of what they've got. They didn't come out. What game did they come out with this year?
They came out with Wolf Among Us and Wolf Among Us.
No, Walking Dead was last year. Wolf Among Us was this year.
No, what, season 2 was this year. And
was it?
Yeah, and walk and then Wolf Among Us, and they're coming out with what's the name?
Tales from the Borderlands, yeah. And Game of Thrones.
Yep. No, Game of Thrones will be out what later the end on of this year. At the end of this year. Yeah, so they came out with three games.
Monolith came out with Shadow of Mordor.
Okay, I can see Monolith probably winning it because everybody's all ooh ah over Shadow of Mordor.
But that's just it, though. They just got one. Well,
that's all you need.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're true. In this industry, all you need is just that one that'll put you over the top than everybody else. And you're right. So Monolith, kudos.
I mean, look at Blizzard. Blizzard, for years, all they had was World of Warcraft.
You're right. Hey, you know what? I don't even know why I said that. I just... Because I'm all for coming out with one game this year because I don't want you to be rushing on this and working on multiple things when you know you should be working on this.
Montreal. Excuse me.
So, but see, my bad.
But see, Ubisoft Montreal got a nod for developer, but they don't have a game of the year. Yet, let alone Dragon Age Inquisition, who is made by BioWare, got a nod for game of the year, but they're not up for developer of the year. That does not make sense to me. How do you not nominate a developer who made a nominee for Game of the Year?
That makes sense.
I want to are we through with this?
Yes, we're done.
Okay, I just want to sum up that no matter where you put the video game awards, no matter what you call it, no matter how you present it, none of the categories, none of the stuff, none of the votes are going to matter, and nor would it make sense, and nor would they be of a value, because they are bullcrap. So to conclude this, people, the video game awards, it degrades themselves. So I guess taking it back from what I said earlier about it being degrading, not being on TV, the video game awards degrade themselves. Moral of the story. That's the moral of the story.
That is going to bring us to the end of the topics. Let's move on to our housekeeping.
Yes. I voted.
ProvenAmber.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in filling any position, please go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can check out all of our videos on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. While you're cruising the web, you can also check out our Facebook page by going to www.facebook.com/provinggamer and please hit that like button. But also, while you're on our Facebook page, be sure to stop by and interact with some of the articles, get a conversation going, interact with all the other listeners. You know, you might be surprised who actually listens to the show. It might be one of your friends.
You guys should vote on it. Your friend and your listener should vote on which show is the best.
If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First, you can give us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
Also, you can send us an email by sending us an email to trophyhordes@provinggamer.com. If you want to leave a voicemail but don't have a phone, you can do it two simple ways. You can either go to our Facebook page and click on the SpeakPipe app and your computer will record it. Or you can go to the right side of provinggamer.com and click on the tab that says leave the guys a voicemail and leave your voicemail that way. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. You can also get a hold of us by contacting us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horrors. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yielded. I Yield to No One. And you can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. Last week we gave you our PSN IDs. We're not going to do it again this week because we're going to break it up and just do it like every other week, maybe once a month, just to help you guys out. With that being said, if you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by and check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which, yes, I finally did get out and it has released. So,
Oh, damn.
Yes. the delay was on my part. I apologize. Also, the past two episodes, I know were really, really, really late of this show getting posted, but I have posted them. They are all live on the site. Be sure, if you're listening to this, that you go back and listen to those. If you listen to the show, like I said, we greatly appreciate it. Be sure you can listen to our show several ways. You can listen to us on iTunes, and you can leave us listen to us on Stitcher. If you're listening, no matter how you're listening, be sure to stop and leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment and let us know how good of a job we're doing and how bad of a job Donnie's doing.
Listen to those 3 shows I didn't get put out. You tell me how good I've been doing.
With that being said, we have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is our GoFundMe. We are trying to raise money for...
GoFundMe.
Be sure to go by GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. We are trying to raise some money for some new podcasting equipment. It's been 4 years we've been doing this, and it's time to upgrade our equipment. But we're poor, so we need your help. There are we're all poor.
I'm poor.
There are several incentives, including one to make any one of your favorite game horrors platinum any game on their personal PSN account. And they have to do it within 6 months. I got notice that Extra Life this year has passed a monumental goal this year. And in this year, in total worldwide donations, Extra Life has raised over $6 million just in 2014. That is a monumental milestone. And I think that everybody in Extra Life associated with it, that supports it, they should all be proud of themselves and give them a pat on the back, knowing that they do good every year with this charity. And I got to say, I've never been more impressed in my life to be involved with Extra Life.
You know how many green polka dot mushrooms you can buy with that?
And we also have another sponsor. But we're going to give Donnie a break this week.
Sweet, because kind of horsed.
All right. Yield, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
All right, Donnie, what do you think? Was that weak or he has to do it again?
Oh, that was extremely weak.
All right, let's try it again.
I don't think we twist those nipples hard enough.
Yield, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon.
Go with the first one.
No, you know yes, what? I like both ways. I like that.
I knew you went both ways, Donnie. I better get a rim shot sound effect in the show. That's all I'm going to say. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proven Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link you find on the site and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously.
Just don't go to Walmart because we won't get that money.
Yeah, we don't price match back. All right, with that being said, let's move on to our shout-outs. Yield, your shout-outs, buddy.
Give a shout out to the fans. Give a shout out to you guys. I want to wish all of our listeners and the co-host, even Alex, who's not here, have a happy Thanksgiving and be safe if you're doing any Black Friday shopping. I've looked over some of the Black Friday ads in my areas, and there's nothing really good, even video game wise. You can get a few PS4 games at some decent prices, but
that's all they got. There's a few PS4 games out.
Donnie, one of these days, I'm going to go off on you about that.
What?
Donnie saying there's no PS4 games out there.
No. I've seen Second Son as cheap as $20, and that's about as low as it's going to get. I've seen Shadow of Mordor at $25, so that's a pretty good deal. Pretty much, that's about it. There's no really good deals. So I just wanted to remind all of our listeners that if you go shopping for video game deals this weekend, remember to shop smart, shop S-smart.
And make sure you go to Walmart for price matching.
And see, Donnie got it. Thank you, Donnie. I was hoping somebody would get it. And I give a shout-out to Homer Gets Duff, Jurassic Parky. I forgot to last week. I give a shout-out to... N.M. Rain, who is now known to the Xbox community as anti-social gamer.
No. He's known through the gaming world. He's changed his PlayStation Network ID.
Did he really change his PlayStation Network ID? He's created a new one?
He has created a new one. He has not officially killed NM Rain, but he is, for now, gaming on Antisocial Gamer.
Which I totally encourage that. I saw that on Twitter, and I'm like, dude, you should go with that. That's totally awesome. And then he changed it.
So hold on, I got a question. Did he change it to where he can still keep all his NM Rain trophies, or he got a new account?
New account.
Aw, dang it.
Until Sony allows you to change it, he created a new account.
I thought they allowed you a one-time thing to do that on the Station 4.
Nope.
No, not yet.
Sony, come on.
So big props to him, and I probably have some other shout-outs that I'm forgetting, but we'll call it quits for there.
All right, and I want to give a shout-out to Home Against Stuff. I did tell him that when we were going to talk about the Nintendo topic that I was going to put his comments that he left on Facebook in the show. And I want to give a shout-out to the NYPD, the FDNY, the DSNY, as always. And I want to give a shout-out to my Four Horsemen brothers who actually showed up this week, minus Alex. Alex, you can go fly a kite, putting your job in front of the show. How dare you?
You go, man. You go earn them big bucks. Don't listen to Tricky.
Well, the funny thing is he's never going to hear this because he hasn't actually listened to the podcast. So...
Someone will tell him his friends listen. His coworkers listen.
Yes, they do. So, Alex, you can go fly a kite. And I want to give a shout-out to the goddess who annoys me while I record. Donnie, your shout-outs?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the listeners. As always, you guys rock. Yeah. I guess I have to now. So, shout-out to the goddess. And I want to shout out to Alex, Mr. Sandoz, making my money, and then the family, and I give a shout out to Nintendo again because they craving shout outs right now. They want somebody to know that they still exist. So Nintendo, shout outs to you. Now I expect that this shout out will stop the crying for next week's show. I don't want to hear you crying next week, Nintendo. Shut it up. I shouted you out. Now everybody knows you still exist because they listen to the show.
All right. So if there's nothing else until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Check that.
Happy turkey day.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.